This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. It was about 5 weeks or so ago that the Taliban took Kabul. And since then, among the many things that have become clear is that the economic consequences are going to be real. And among the challenges is the banking system in that cash-strapped country. Dr. Nafi Chowdhury is a research fellow at the University of Cambridge, and he wrote recently in Foreign Policy about Afghanistan's informal money exchange markets and what they mean in the Afghan economy.
These money exchangers are like miniature banks. They engage in money-related activities such as currency exchanging. They're also depositing money. They're transferring money. They're providing credit in the form of loans to businesses. So we have a network of thousands of money exchangers that operate across Afghanistan. Now, we have to remember that still only about 10 to 20% of the Afghan population is banked. The remaining 80 to 90% are actually unbanked, and so they're going to less formal sources. They're not actually going to banks.
Right. You pointed out in this article in Foreign Policy, the very first line is that the Taliban entered Kabul at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. By 5:30, you say, they had secured the central money exchange. So the Taliban knows how critical these facilities are.
Absolutely. I mean, during the previous reign of the Taliban, they very much relied on the money exchange bazaar. And if there is a decrease in banking activity, which one would very much expect given the instability in the country, money exchangers are going to become very important again in playing an important role to meet financial needs.
So with the banking system in Afghanistan, the formal banking system in Afghanistan a mess, with foreign aid unlikely for the foreseeable future, with the Afghan central bank's assets overseas seized by the United States and Western powers, you write that these money exchange markets, and this is a quote, they are the country's last defense against impending financial disaster.
Uh-huh.
Explain that a little bit.
Yes. The money exchangers are able to operate using their social relations with individuals. And so they're able to grease the economy in the way that banking institutions as well as the government isn't able to. So there's a level of flexibility exchangers can have in providing credit, whereas banks are very much going to shy away from credit given the unpredictability of the country. However, I do also emphasize that money exchangers can't do this alone because they don't create money. Rather, they just make it available and they're able to be flexible in the way that they operate with money.
We've gotten you in Cambridge, in London, just outside London.
Yep.
I imagine, though, you've been on the phone with colleagues and friends and professional contacts in Afghanistan. What's the exchange market like there right now?
It's interesting because there's just very little money in circulation at the moment. These exchangers put their money into banks for safekeeping. And so in these last few weeks, given that the banks have been frozen, it's very much affected exchangers' abilities to carry out their own activities. It doesn't mean that the market has collapsed. It just means the activities have temporarily gone into a lull, and exchangers are now having to be a bit creative in figuring out what are ways in which we can access our funds and what are ways in which we rely on banks and formal institutions moving forward.
One imagines the Afghan economy will stabilize eventually. I wonder, though, what your really educated guess is, right? Because you've been studying this for a long time. What is your sense of how much worse it will get before it stops getting worse, if that makes any sense?
So at least in the coming 6 months to a year, we're going to see a lot of instability in the economy because a lot of funds are going to simply leave the country. And so you're going to see many of the banks are actually going to close down. Then we'll start to see a bit of steadiness in terms of how much exchangers are able to rely on these banks, if at all, and to what extent they now are the only source of credit and also financial services available in the country.
Dr. Nafi Chowdhury of the University of Cambridge, also the Afghan Institute for Strategic Studies, an article he wrote in Foreign Policy about money exchangers in Kabul and Afghanistan. Dr. Chowdhury, thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.